What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be talking firsthand to two college Division I freshman student athletes. COVID-19 has affected all of us in some capacity, some way more than others. However, I personally feel seniors in high school and freshmen in college have been heavily impacted. I don't think we'll know the full picture of this impact for a while. However, I think it needs to be talked about. I have two very polished student athletes on the podcast today to share their stories and experiences through this pandemic. So with that, let me introduce our special guests. Our first guest, Josh Cohn, lives in Penfield and graduated high school in June of 2019. He was a three-year varsity volleyball player and decided to take a gap year following graduation, where he worked in a hospital and also at Target. While on his gap year, he had the opportunity to spend 3 months in the Netherlands playing for an adult volleyball club. He's going to be attending Princeton University, fully remote, and plans to study molecular biology with hopes to go to med school and become a chiropractor, an orthopedic surgeon. Our next guest, Katie Lederman, is from Brighton, where she graduated from this year. She is currently a freshman at George Washington University, where she will be playing D1 lacrosse and studying business. So with that, I'd like to welcome Josh and Katie on the podcast. What's going on, guys?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday here.
Yep.
So let's dive right in, guys. Again, I appreciate your time. I know you're both really busy starting classes on Monday, so you're freshmen. It's got to be stressful yet exciting. So Katie, how you feeling? How you feeling right now? You feeling ready for classes?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a little nervous about how online classes are going to go because end of my senior year, my classes weren't too rigorous online, so my teachers weren't super hard, but I'm definitely nervous for how the college classroom setting is going to be if it's remote, but I'm also excited. I moved in on Saturday, so I've been here for a little bit and like adjusted to the environment, but I've also been in pretty tight quarantine since I got here, so I've just been hanging out with my freshman class on the lacrosse team, which has been fun.
So Katie, tell us more about you. I know we talked about you're from Brighton, play lacrosse, you're at George Washington right now. But tell us, what's your major, and tell us more about your sport that you're playing.
So I will be in the business school and I'll be majoring in marketing. I chose marketing because I love working with people and I'm interested in business, but not as interested in the numbers. So I figured marketing would be a good path for me. I started playing lacrosse when I was probably 10 years old, maybe 8 or 10 years old. And I started because my older sister, who's 2 years older than me, she's at University of Pittsburgh. She started playing with her friends. So I would go to her practices and join in there. So I've been playing ever since. And I'm an attacker and I play behind the goal. And yeah, that's basically it.
Very cool. Now, Josh probably just woke up because he's out on the West Coast right now. So sorry, Josh, if you're just waking up. But tell us your story, man. Where are you from? What sport are you playing? What are you majoring in?
No worries. Yeah, so I'm from Penfield, New York. And then I'm majoring in molecular biology with hopes to go on to med school, like you said. Want to become an orthopedic surgeon. Just combines all my interests. And then I'm playing men's volleyball at Princeton. And I'm a middle blocker. It's an amazing sport. I love the teamwork that it requires and also just the guys that it draws. It draws really, really nice guys, nice people. And I'm just really excited for the start of classes. I think it'll be tough, but I'm definitely ready to kind of buckle down and work hard.
Very cool. I personally feel for you guys, being affected by this, it's just gotta be tough. So I'm really looking forward to today's chat. I think a lot of people are too. So Let's go into the next question here. So, Katie, what or who inspired you to start in athletics?
I would say both my parents definitely inspired me to start in athletics. Both my parents actually attended Brighton High School, where I went to high school, and played sports there. And I grew up watching sports and playing sports in the front yard. But I would say I definitely got my competitive edge from my older sister. We've always been competing, and I think that definitely prepared me for the real world of sports.
Shout out to your family. Greg, yep. Karen, Caroline, Lucy,
what's up, guys?
Shout out to the Leadermans. So, Josh, what about you? Who inspired you to start in athletics?
I think I just, from a young age, I've always been just playing sports, whether it was basketball, baseball. I remember I played soccer when I was like 4 or 5, but that kind of ended quickly. I think to start volleyball, it's actually kind of a funny story. A now friend of mine, I didn't know him. He walked up to me in the hallways in middle school and was like, "Hey, you're tall. Do you play a fall sport? Like, you should play volleyball." And I was like, "You know what? I don't play a fall sport. Like, let's do it." So I went to a camp that summer and just immediately fell in love with it. And I've been playing ever since.
Did you play basketball?
I did, yeah. So I played basketball up until sophomore year of high school. And then I just had to choose between basketball or volleyball and just what I wanted to dedicate my time to. And I just – I picked volleyball. I just was more drawn to it than basketball.
It's working out for you. And now you get to play beach volleyball out in California.
Yes, I'm very excited. Really can't complain. Definitely great cross-training sport and just get to just enjoy the outdoors.
So, Katie, you kind of already answered this question, but why did you choose your current major? But what about your college? Why did you choose George Washington?
I chose George Washington because I love D.C. ever since my aunt actually lives here, so we come up here all the time, or down here, and come and visit, and I just love the city. And I also, when I went on my first visit and the clinics that I came here, I fell in love with, like, all the girls on the team. I could tell, like, compared to a lot of other schools, they were very motivated and driven. Like, they were doing internships on the hill, and they were all, like, very into more than just the average, like, what girls care about in college. I knew that they cared about their futures, they cared about lacrosse, and they were very driven, and I was very drawn to that.
Josh, what about you at Princeton?
I think similar to Katie, when I first visited, I kind of just meshed really well with the team, and the coaching staff's amazing. And I just kind of, from the start, was like, this is kind of where I need to be. And just also from just like a balance of kind of your three, like athletics, academics, and social life, like you can still have all three of those, and just attending a top university. While playing the sport I love. And I just immediately fell in love with the campus. And I'm super happy that everything worked out with a gap year, allowing me to get to go. And I just can't wait for the next 4 years.
Yeah, talk about that briefly, about your gap year. So what'd you do there?
Yeah, so I decided to take a gap year after high school.
Why did you take a gap year?
I think just for me personally, it was the best fit. I definitely could have definitely benefited, or when I was making the decision, I knew I would benefit from kind of a year break from school, just to kind of work on other things like becoming more independent, and also just taking a break from academics. I have a long road ahead of me, especially with med school and residency and stuff like that. So just to be able to take a year and kind of focus on other things was just great fit for me.
So this is probably the biggest question today. You guys are probably sick of answering this question, but how has COVID-19 impacted your senior year of high school and start to college? So Katie, why don't you answer that first?
So the biggest impact that affected me in my senior year of high school was missing my lacrosse season. My senior year was definitely a big loss for me. I would say it was the hardest part about it was closure wise. I felt like there was something missing. Like I wasn't able to finish what I had worked so hard on. I'd been playing Brighton lacrosse since I was 8 years old, but I really started in like the JV/varsity, like in the high school when I was in seventh grade. I got pulled up to JV. So it was a long road always looking up to the seniors, no matter which team I was on. So excited for that senior season. And like when I was 10 years old, if you were to ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, it was like a Brighton varsity player. They were all my babysitters. I was obsessed with them. I was like, I want to be like them. So it definitely took a little bit to get some closure and look back on how much the program has given back to me. And even though I didn't get that season, I am so thankful for all the amazing memories and achievements that I've had with Brighton.
Now, what about the start to college for you? Now, obviously, is it a fall sport, lacrosse, or more of a spring sport?
It's a spring sport. So we just arrived on campus and we've been in quarantine and I've already gotten tested twice. So it's definitely GW is just allowing athletes back on campus. We're all in one dorm. There's like 50 kids in one dorm. So I'm pretty lucky in that sense compared to a lot of my friends who are going to huge schools with a lot of kids. I think the chances of getting sent home are a lot bigger there, but it's definitely focused academics and sports. There's not really a ton of social life here, which is kind of disappointing, but I need to focus on that. I'm here to work and I'm here to train and I'm excited. I'm honestly, I say this to a lot of people that ask me about like, I could see how like being a freshman in college during this time is bad because there's so much change going on, but I'm honestly thankful that it's my freshman year because I know that it's just going to get better from here on out. And there's already so much change that I can kind of focus on the positive of just like a new environment. And I'm very lucky to be in DC. I was, a lot of the other schools I was looking at originally were kind of in the middle of nowhere. And right now I'm so thankful that I can go outside and go to the monuments. It's like a mile away run. So I'm very lucky that I'm in a cool city.
That's a great attitude to have because we can't change the past. I know it sucks. We wish it was different, but the glass is half full, right? You got to look at it, this obstacle as, you know, where is the opportunity here? And you're right. Maybe a month ago you were thinking, I'm not even going to go to school. I'm going to be at home. You know, so at least You're down there. You're right. And there's opportunities down there. So that's cool. So Josh, so you got to graduate high school in 2019. So you did not miss your senior year. So how did it affect you during your gap year?
So COVID hit kind of right when I was finishing up my time overseas in the Netherlands. And so I had to come home a couple weeks early, which really like in the grand scheme of things wasn't a huge deal in the long run. So I'm kind of thankful for that. And then again, for my situation, I'm just really thankful that overall I wasn't too impacted by COVID, at least at the like latter half of my gap year, just because I wasn't able to go back to work at the hospital until just this past month. But other than that, I was still able to work at Target and still kind of keep myself busy. Even during quarantine. And also it actually kind of gave me like more of a focus on the athletic side of things. I was able to really dedicate myself to lifting and working out and just trying to become a better athlete because I wasn't able to play volleyball. And then just recently I actually was able to get on the beach back in Rochester and get some reps in, which was great. Definitely good for my, for just like my mental health, I guess, just because volleyball is a great outlet for me. But overall, like I'm just trying to, again, just stay positive about everything. And overall, my situation with taking a gap year is not like my classmates. And so I just got to look at that and be thankful for that as opposed to kind of be pessimistic about everything. Just kind of be real with my situation and how lucky I am to have not had my senior year kind of impacted by this. And I guess how it's going to affect my college career or my start of college. I'm actually able to have an opportunity that's a little different than normal. And living out in California for the first semester. And I guess I'm a little bummed. I won't be able to meet kids on campus. But I'm living with three other incoming volleyball guys. And I really can't complain otherwise. I think it's going to be an amazing experience. And because we're remote, we're able to kind of live wherever and just try to make the best of it.
Did you guys road trip across the country or did you fly?
No, so I actually flew out Wednesday, and it was a quick and easy flight, because I have family all out here, so I'm staying with my sister right now, and then we're gonna move in later today. Two out of the four guys that are living in the house are from LA, so it's not as big of a move for them, and then the fourth guy's from Chicago. So yeah, it's a great group of guys, super excited.
Now your teammates though, all four of you guys are on the Princeton volleyball team?
Yeah, so all four of us are going to be on the volleyball team. We're all incoming freshmen. And the volleyball community is really tight-knit. And so I've known these guys since I was like for 3-4 years now. I played with them at summer camps, played on their teams at camps and stuff. So they're great guys and just very excited to get to live with them, be with them in person as opposed to kind of communicating online.
So cool. Okay, back to Katie. So many obstacles thrown your way right now, right? Senior year, freshman year in college. So how are you managing the obstacles thrown your way the past 6 months?
Yeah, I've probably said this 100 times, but staying positive and just focusing on how lucky I am to have something that, like, I have so much that I've lost, but I'm lucky to have that in the first place. And I'm so lucky for all the experiences that I've had. And I know that I think about more than like just a senior in high school, the seniors in college that lost their final season and that closure, I can't even imagine. So I'm so thankful that I have another 4 years of lacrosse left to play and teams to be on, because honestly, that's my favorite part of lacrosse, is just being on a team. Like, I think I can see myself, obviously, not just with lacrosse, but later in life, I want to be a part of a job where I can be on a team that is like a lacrosse team, because that's so important to me. But so I just kind of focused as soon as I found out about school being canceled and my senior season getting canceled. I just focused on how lucky I am to have the next 4 years ahead of me and like great girls that I'm with. So that's basically it.
Gratitude, right? So powerful. Yeah. What about you, Josh?
So the head coach for the men's volleyball team at Princeton, Coach Schweisky, he's kind of big on controlling the controllables, which I think is a very powerful statement, especially now. Just to focus on what you can control and kind of everything else, just kind of let it happen and not really dwell on it. So I think that's been really, really big for me. It's just to control, like I said, control what I can control. And also to kind of what Katie said, just staying positive and being grateful for what I do have. And like I said before, like still being able to have a senior year I'm just so thankful for that. But yeah, controlling the controllables and just staying positive throughout everything.
You sound like my wife. She always says that, control the controllables. She also says, don't ride the highs too high or the lows too low too. You know, it's got to be steady, consistent. Now that's a perfect saying for right now too. So Katie, how about any advice for high schoolers who want to earn an athletic scholarship?
I have two things of advice. My first would be make sure that before you enter the whole craziness of recruiting, you know that you love the game and get your priorities kind of set. I feel like in the beginning of recruiting, I was on a club team and some girls weren't sure. And it's kind of just a battle that you go through. And also for lacrosse, I'm not sure how it is for other sports, but the recruiting for me really started when I was like 14. So it's so young to know, do I want to play lacrosse in college? I don't even know where I want to go to college. I just entered high school sort of thing. So I just always, something that motivated me throughout recruiting is just always reminding myself about like the love I had for the game and my true reasons behind wanting to play in college. And that kind of kept me motivated and kept me going and working hard, because sometimes I feel like the pressure of it all could really get to you if you're not focused on what makes you love it. Like, I always go back to that. And my second piece of advice would be like for schools to definitely keep your options open. Like, my mom says this all the time, cast a broad net, because so much changes throughout recruiting. For lacrosse, at least, we have like a September 1st date. Coaches can't talk to you until September 1st of your junior year. So I remember having a whole list, like everything drawn up in my room of like schools ranked. And it's like the night before September 1st, I have this list. And I'm pretty sure by September 3rd, everything was scratched off. Everything's going, like, I had a whole, like, new schools that I had never even thought of before, including George Washington. I had no idea that I would end up here. So definitely keep your options open. Don't set your sights on just one school, even though it's so easy to do and get wrapped up in and get excited about one school. I think it's always important to just, yeah, leave your options open.
I'll never forget this. I think it was going into your junior season, maybe the junior year, your mom said, oh, we had to get a new car because all summer I put so many miles on this car. Yeah. Thanks to Katie from all these recruiting visits. It was so funny.
We spent that whole summer together traveling.
You guys got tight. Josh,
yeah,
what about,
I'm the best DJ.
Yeah, and there you go. Josh, what about you? Any advice for high schoolers who want to earn an athletic scholarship?
Yeah, I have a couple pieces of advice. I think exposure is a big aspect of it. So just try to go to as many camps of colleges that you're interested in, or just like exposure camps. Like I know that for most sports, they have those. Also creating highlight videos for yourself, just to kind of send to coaches like, hey, here's this. And like Katie said, the September 1st deadline. So coaches can't email you, but you can still email coaches. So you can still like email coaches and say, hey, like, my name's Josh. Like I played this position. Here's a highlight video. They can't respond, but they can still see that and show that, and it shows that you're interested. And then I guess to the point that Katie said, don't get settled on one school. Cause from personal experience, that's kind of what I did. And luckily it worked out. But I definitely knew that if it didn't work out, or it wouldn't have worked out, then I would have been really sad about it. But overall, like, just try to cast a broad net, like Katie said. And then I guess a third piece of advice is just to start creating a consistent lifting routine as young. Like, if you're lifting consistently in high school, then it's going to put you a step above your competition to get recruited. And coaches will see that, and you can talk about it. Hey, like I lift 4 days a week and I've been doing that for the past year. They're going to say, wow, this person's really dedicated to their sport. They want to get better. And for me, like lifting just this past year, pretty consistently and hard, I've already shown improvements in my game. So I kind of wish I started earlier, like freshman year in high school. If I was lifting 4 times a week, I'd be a way different player than I am now.
Shout out to Mark Bruce for whipping you up into shape, man.
Yes, shout out to Mark. He's a great, great trainer.
He knows his stuff. Yeah, both of you guys are very disciplined in the weight room, and that shows with your athletics and your sports. So that's huge, the cross-training aspect. So college didn't even really start for you guys yet. It starts Monday, you said. But you've already been there maybe a week or two. So what has been the best part of college thus far?
Thus far, I'd have to say the city. And the girls. I mean, that's all I have right now because we haven't started any training yet. But just what's available in DC to do is just amazing. I love walking outside and being able to see the Washington Monument and just like run around. It's such an amazing feeling of independence kind of for me. I feel like I've never been able to be in a city and be by myself or like go for a run by myself, because every time I've been in a city, it's like I'm a tourist kind of. So it's very cool to like, the Black Lives Matter march is actually going on today, which if I wasn't in quarantine, I'd love to go to, but it's just so amazing. I feel like this is such a powerful city. I'm so excited to be a part of, but yeah.
Now, before I ask Josh, I got to ask you, Katie, what about your mom's care package? She had to have hooked you up for like snacks, treats. Like I could see her giving you like 5 laundry baskets filled with stuff. So what was the best thing she packed you with?
I mean, she only packs me healthy stuff. So I've got tons of fruit, tons of peanut butter, toast, and we're kind of cooking for ourselves right now, me and my roommate and I. So all we really know how to do is pasta, eggs, and toast. So we're working off that for right now. It's going great.
The necessities.
Yeah.
So. You'll learn. You're a quick learner. Josh, what about you? What's the best part of college thus far?
I think just meeting people from all different backgrounds and different places, around the country and around the world. Just to be able to go to a school like Princeton is just an amazing opportunity to meet people. And even virtually, I've still gotten to meet some really cool people with some really cool stories. And it just makes me really excited to be able to meet them in person once we do get on campus. Mm-hmm. And also, I guess you can count living in California college because it's part of the experience. And so I'm just really ready to be able to move in, be on my own again, to be able to cook for myself and just kind of be responsible for myself, which I think is pretty huge. And also just to be able to be pretty close to the beach and just be able to play as much volleyball as possible and just try to make the most of this semester.
Do you guys know how to do laundry? I remember that freshman year, teaching myself how to do laundry. You guys good?
I went to the laundry room with my teammates for the first time yesterday. It was a journey.
It was an experience.
Yes. There was detergent coming out of the bottom. It's a whole thing.
You gotta start journaling, you guys.
I think I called my mom like three times yesterday asking about like what to wash with what, how to dry certain things. I just put it all in one and it worked out. But
at least you can FaceTime. Like I barely had a phone in college. I remember
my mom
go ahead.
Because you would be going to college. So I've been doing it for like a year now. So I'm a pro at it now. So that's one less thing I got to worry about.
Love it. So going back, a couple things. I'm just dating myself. I'm old. I'm an old man. I got to get glasses next week. I'm an old man. And my knee's killing me, but different story. So film, like you were talking about a highlight tape. We used to have to convert VCR to CDs. So it was just ridiculous. Like how far technology's come. It's just amazing. That was one thing. And then the cell phone. I just got a cell phone going into my freshman year of college, and it was a flip phone, and I didn't even have texting. So, like, Katie, you're probably FaceTiming your mom, like, help me out here. What do I do?
I know. It feels like she's in my room whenever I need her, so it works out.
That's awesome. It works out. All right, guys. So going back to your roots here, going back to Rochester, final question. Katie, we'll start with you. If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
I'd have to say the classic answer to get a garbage plate because I love garbage plates. I cannot finish one, and after a few bites, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack, but I feel like that's part of the experience, in my opinion. I would say take them to get a garbage plate, eat it on the canal, and just feel like crap after. That's what I have to say.
Great answer. Josh, what about you?
Katie stole my thunder. I was going to say the same thing. But no, I think Nick Tahoe's or any of the Hots is a great option. But I think just like, I think there's some parts of just like the city of Rochester that are really cool and really historic. And so just to take them there and just to kind of show because Rochester is a pretty rich city, history wise. So just be able to be like, hey, like this is like Susan B. Anthony's grave or like where Frederick Douglass, like he was here. So I think that's pretty cool just in the Rochester history. But yeah, my first choice was definitely garbage plate. You can't go wrong. Just cause you're not a true Rochester person until you've had one.
You're not. Great answer, guys. Well, hey, I appreciate your time, guys. I know you're very busy. You're very inspiring people, hardworking, disciplined. You're just going to do amazing things in this world. So, I'm proud of you guys. I really am. Being your doctor, I can say that, I guess. Good luck this freshman year, guys. So heads up.
Yes. Thank you.
Positive attitude, like you both said. So you guys have that, continue that. All right. So again, thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value and we'll share this with family and friends. Josh and Katie are exceptional human beings and we're vulnerable today talking about their personal experiences with COVID-19. And I commend them for that. I wish them nothing but the best in college this upcoming year and all of their future endeavors. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me, info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram, @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.